Daniel Wallace is best known for his novel Big Fish, which was made into a movie by Tim Burton in 2003. Wallace has just brought out a new novel about a circus magician, and book critic Maureen Corrigan says that while it's not exactly the greatest show on earth, it's a good read.
There's a moment in midsummer when the publishing world gets a little drowsy. The big beach books have made their splash. The fall armada of important authors and titles has yet to make landfall. And in recognition of this lull, the great publishing houses in New York still observe the gentlemanly tradition of half days on summer Fridays. It's during this siesta season that some of the more idiosyncratic books slip through. Books like Daniel Wallace's new novel, Mr. Sebastian and the Negro Magician. I admit I might well have brushed this novel aside in a more bustling time. In fact, initially, everything about it had me reaching for the fly swatter, a cornpone title, a magician main character, a circus setting, and thus the suspicion that Sarah Grun's circus novel of 2006, Water for Elephants, still topping bestsellers lists, had already spawned a knockoff. But Wallace's story comes into its own fast in the opening sequence when Henry Walker, the Negro magician of the title, gets ambushed in a little southern town where he's appearing in a traveling circus. The three young white thugs who jump Henry after his show didn't appreciate being made the butt of some of his magical pranks. As they're beating Henry to death, one of his attackers notices that the blood and sweat running off Henry's face are affecting a miraculous transformation. Henry Walker, Negro magician, is really a white guy in blackface. Why would any white man pose as a black man in the South in 1954? The vicious but God-fearing louts mutter that this must be the work of the devil. And it turns out they're right. Wallace fills us in on Henry's odd background through the broken testimony of his friends and some bystanders, the circus strongman, the ossified girl whose body is turning to stone, the private investigator who's hired to look into his whereabouts. As they all attest, Henry's journey through life was an exercise in subtraction. Everything he had was eventually taken away from him. We hear about Henry's Depression-era childhood, the early death of his mother from TB, the janitor job his drunken father was lucky enough to get at a fancy hotel, and the sinister pale man, Mr. Sebastian, whom Henry and his beloved little sister meet one day in one of the remote hotel rooms. Mr. Sebastian proceeds to teach Henry the dark arts, until the day, poof, he takes Henry's little sister, and the two of them do a disappearing act. The narrative style of Mr. Sebastian and the Negro Magician is rather like that of a movie musical. The heightened reality of the storyline rattles along, interrupted every so often not by song, but by the intrusion of the supernatural. If all this were just an exercise in studied eccentricity, the novel would be forgettable. But Wallace's strength as a storyteller lies in his unapologetic gift for poignancy. Magic here is more than just a mere gimmick. Instead, it offers Wallace a symbolic language to talk about all those things in life, desertion, romantic obsession, and death, especially death, that are ultimately inexplicable. There are a few scenes here that even pack the uncanny power of myth. In one, the fiendish Mr. Sebastian returns to taunt the adult Henry with an irresistible proposition. Henry will be permitted to carry one person, and only one, back from the land of the dead. He must choose among his long-dead mother, the woman he loves who's recently been murdered, or the little sister he's never stopped yearning for. Henry forces himself to make this near impossible choice. That's when Mr. Sebastian, the grinning trickster devil, steps aside to watch Henry and the reader get sucker-punched by death's utter finality. Mr. Sebastian and the Negro Magician is not a perfect novel. Its intricate plotline gets fussy to the point of confusion towards the end, and most of its minor characters are little more than sideshow stereotypes. But there are also images in this novel that I'm pretty certain will haunt me for a long, long time. Amidst the circus glitter and dross, there's real magic here.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Mr. Sebastian and the Negro Magician by Daniel Wallace.